This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The White House is signaling it is not seeking to further escalate the trade war with Beijing after the administration of President Donald Trump took the mostly symbolic action of declaring China a currency manipulator.
We have negotiated in good faith. We want to continue to negotiate in good faith with the Chinese. Unfortunately, his view is we didn't make any progress at the Shanghai meeting, so he took an action.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, told reporters on Tuesday that China is only hurting itself.
Lower tax rates, creating incentives, deregulating labor and energy markets everywhere, and fair trade. Those are the things that our allies should be looking at. But I agree, they're in poor shape economically. We're in great shape economically. And frankly, the biggest loser is China right now.
If there's a deal or progress, he said, the president may reconsider some of the actions he's taken, such as reversing increasing tariffs on Chinese products. Kudlow also warned the president could take additional punitive action against China if there's no progress. Britain is joining the United States in a naval security mission to protect shipping in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran has seized three foreign ships in the waterway through which more than a fifth of the world's oil supply travels. One of those vessels is British flagged. Tensions have risen between Iran and the West since the United States last year pulled out of an international agreement that curbed the Islamic Republic's nuclear program in return for easing of economic sanctions. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani on Iranian TV stated, if the U.S. really wants to talk, they should lift all sanctions before anything else. It's up to them to return to the nuclear deal or not. You're listening to VOA News. North Korea launched a fresh round of project,